Welcome to the PodTech.net Network General Podcast. We're here at Network General's headquarters with Ken Boyd, the CIO and Executive Vice President of Products, who is in charge of R&D and product management. Ken, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here and a part of it.
Network General is known throughout the industry in the old school IT world, obviously with Sniffer, and then kind of the new school as you guys now are our own standalone private company with expanding on the Sniffer original vision and expanding more products. So you run the group. You do all the R&D. Your president was talking about a $30 million R&D budget on a previous podcast. I mean, that's a lot. So you got your hands in a lot of action. So let's talk about what's going on at Network General from your perspective and what's happening.
As Mike said, we do invest $30 million in R&D, but his perspective is that's a lot, and my perspective is it's the amount of money that we need to really continue to move this product forward. It's a well-known brand. There are still a lot of the old users of the Sniffer who think about us in our traditional means, capturing network packets. But the new Network General does so much more than that. And we have great reporting, statistics, baselining. You know, we are real-time in a way of capturing packets, but we also allow retrospective analysis, which is very different than the old Network General.
Well, let's dig into that, and we're going to do two podcasts. On this podcast, let's talk about, you know, at the high level on topic, convergence of networks and applications, which is obviously really cutting edge in reality these days. But really, the major trend that we're seeing out there in the marketplace is really traditional networks and applications kind of converging and or being decoupled, but they have to integrate. In an application environment, it's very dynamic. The network environment is becoming more complex, diverse network types, a lot of stuff. Talk about your vision and how you see the convergence of the networks and applications.
Well, different than it was a few years ago when a lot of companies talked about mainframe networks. The network world now is based around IP. And everything runs as a service on the networks. You can't separate a network from an application, from a server. You can't really separate it from a high-quality business service that's delivered to companies these days. So when you talk about convergence, it's voice, it's video, it's data. So the need to understand the impact of each of those on your network has become critical. At one point, network managers could simply say, well, the network is running. The network's not at fault. That's just no longer enough.
Yeah, and they put the Sniffer there. We're good on our end. It's not our fault.
Yeah, so the network's working, so let me pack my Sniffer away and go back to my office and put up my feet. Well, that's no longer true because it is important to understand the impact that applications are having on that network and the associated performance because that's the thing that allows you to deliver business services that are robust and reliable versus services that aren't so good.
Yeah, it's intertwined. I mean, the fabric of the network is an always-on utility now. So we still have that scenario of this thing has to always be on. So there's more emphasis on the on utility. So there's still the Sniffer model, but more importantly, that fabric integrated into the app environment becomes much more critical. So that requires a lot more intelligence if you want to look at the role of a network performance, network impact. Talk about some of the things that you're seeing and that you're developing that take that network-centric view and move up into the applications. What are the key things, technologies are needed from a customer's perspective?
If I start at the lowest level and start looking at packets as they flow across the network, they come in, they get analyzed, they move along, and at some point, there's an end user that gets value in terms of those packets flowing from their client to either application servers, database servers, or even web servers. The issue that we really run into is when the perception from the end user is that I have a problem. Either things aren't running as fast as they should, or the results that I'm getting are just incorrect. So the ability to have something such as a Sniffer, you know, first of all, to get on and give you a good understanding that the network is performing as it should, or if there are anomalies, the ability to quickly identify that. And with our expert technology, we can even suggest areas where that network manager should look first. And that's something that's really unique to us. If you take that to the next level, understanding servers, understanding routers and their performance, and those are the things which have now become important to the application side of the business. So it's no longer okay just to know that your network is performing or not. I need to see real health indicators which will allow me to quickly drill into an indicator and find what the underlying problem is and thus dispatch someone to resolve that problem very quickly.
So it's an integrated, really, environment, obviously, on the app and network side, but also on the IT side, the network guys are now being integrated. So the performance management, the tools that are needed need to span that. What are the hot areas that you're seeing that really highlight that?
Again, I think about this at the highest level with business services. There was a point in time where we thought a lot about IT components and the health that was associated, keeping a router or a reporting server running, you know, keeping their health at green rather than red. If it's the end of the month or if it's the end of my business day where reporting is important to me, a red indicator on a reporting server is urgent. But if it's the middle of the day and I'm not doing reporting, I'm in a transaction-based environment, that red indicator on the reporting server has very low urgency. So from a time-based point of view, understanding what overall health really means and how you might change the importance of those components over time. So again, it's the business relevance that's become key.
I mean, that's the focus. Users see a problem, they're interfacing with an application. The business side of IT is so influenced by business processes, and that's where all the attention comes on. Talk about the application analysis going forward. Next 5 years, what do you see in application analysis that's going to be important for businesses and specifically the IT and network guys?
Well, applications, that is the health of the business. Without high quality applications, and you know, if you look at the Oracles, the ERPs of the world, SAPs of the world, if I can't reliably get into a transaction and within a reasonable amount of time, you know, get my results. If it's an order entry transaction, for instance, and it's coming up to midnight on the last day of the quarter, if I can't get that transaction entered, that's revenue that I miss. So if we don't understand the performance of the applications, you could see easily missing revenue goals, missing profit goals as a result of the application performing poorly. So I think that's one example of criticality of applications. But there are just a number of other examples that you might use.
Network General has been obviously adding a lot of intelligence that you're talking about. But over the years, you guys merged in with McAfee, became network associates, and now, you know, some have talked about those as kind of just Sniffer days, really not a lot of incremental enhancements outside the core value of Sniffer. But now that Network General is its own company, investing in R&D, what is going on with the brand, and from your perspective, that's different? And how does that relate to some of the competitors? Because some, you know, the other competitors have come in and are addressing that. So what's different, and how does that relate to some of the competitive things?
You make a very good point. It was Network General and the fact that we weren't investing in the product over the last few years that allowed these competitors to get started. But what you're seeing from us in the way of investment in R&D now is that we're not only refreshing the traditional solutions, you know, real-time performance analysis, we have newer products that focus in on the retrospective approaches. So the ability to, if you're not sitting there when a problem occurs, to be able to go back in time and get the relevance of what was running when a problem occurred and being able to solve that. I mean, that's very different than the old Network General. Also, we released a lot of products together in December of last year. We introduced products which focused a lot on flexible reporting, baselining, trending, providing metrics which can be measured about the network and applications that run on that network, but also the ability to do trending, historical trending, such that you can look over time at how the environment has been performing, you can detect anomalies. And if you can have some patterns that are associated with those anomalies, maybe you can figure out how you can get, you can have some expansive bandwidth or expansive capability, which will allow those points to be much smoother. We provide all of the optics, which now allow network managers to do this in real time.
Well, that's really what's different. I mean, what you're really talking about here is a mindset. You guys are not sitting on the laurels of Sniffer. You're expanding, and your job in particular from an R&D and product perspective is to completely broaden the horizon. Talk about the philosophy of the new network general. Obviously, Sniffer's a brand name, and the joke is it's now a noun in vocabulary, like Google's a verb, Sniffer's a noun kind of thing. But, I mean, everyone has a lot of recognition around the brand, but what's the philosophy? And you're talking about some real fundamental thinking changes. What is that?
Well, prior to the split from Network Associates, Sniffer was still very much a point solution. We had a number of point solutions, and the way that we sold the product, we sold it as a point against some of these smaller competitors. But in essence, our solution has become enterprise. The synergy that's associated with having a well-instrumented network with the other value-added solutions which allow you to report on the health of that environment is something that you don't get from the point solution providers. So we've invested a lot of money in terms of creating a solution architecture where you leverage the instrumentation, add-on capabilities such as voice over IP, and also applications intelligence allow you to for your particular network, put instrumentation in place that exactly defines the network from your point of view. It's unique for an environment, and that's certainly different than a lot of our competitors. Where we're moving is much more up the stack toward providing much better solutions for the server managers and the application managers, providing them with dashboards which also have health meters such that you can quickly get a visual of how well the environment is running. The capability to drill in on a server problem or drill in on an application problem and find out a lot more about the IT component which is having the health issues, and then drilling in on that component and getting down to the lower level actual data packet which is causing the problem or causing the indicator to turn red or to turn yellow. I think you'll see that in a major way. So the investment that we're making in R&D is saying to our traditional customers, we're happy that you've stayed on support. You're going to see the benefit of that support in the way of new capabilities within the product, more robustness, more reliability, and you'll see us stay ahead of the market. It'll be the other smaller competitors that are sort of nipping at our heels, and I think you'll see them get discouraged fairly quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key, and a lot of people kind of need to kind of understand that, and we'll be doing more podcasts to kind of get the word out around that. But really what you're saying is that the real move here is the fundamental philosophy of the innovation that you talk about, but really leveraging the instrumentation aspect of Sniffer and building on that, add more value. Make that not just a reactive, hey, what's going on with the packets, but actually putting instrumentation in place as a bigger picture.
Yes, the initial founding product of the company was the portable sniffer. The concept is that an individual could wait for a problem to happen and then go out to a segment of the network, plug in your sniffer and start capturing packets. And they would hope that if the problem was no longer occurring, that it would happen fast enough that they'd be able to capture the knowledge and go out and solve the problem. But again, the networks today, with everything running across them, become a single point of failure. So the importance to instrument your network properly such that you have sniffers strategically placed within an environment, you have the administrator product that's actually the central place for capturing alarms and warnings. You have the visualizer product, which is running such that anyone manning a visualizer dashboard will be able to see in real time that health. So if it's degrading, I want to know. If it's failing, it's too late. So the robustness of the new network general solutions allow you to look at degradation and provides the tools such that because we store so much history, you can now predict when the environment's going to be unhealthy. And that's really different for us and certainly something that our competitors don't have.
That's really amazing, and I think the new network channel has a great philosophy, as you mentioned, building on the success of a known product. Instrumentation is still a mission-critical aspect, but then expanding on that to kind of into the application side of the business is a great strategy. Congratulations. We're here with Ken Boyd, the CIO, Executive Vice President of Products, who runs R&D and Product Management with a great view of the future. Good plan. Thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you.